It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Our thoughts are kind of like hot wasabi. Good in really small doses. Because you get too much, you're going to have a big problem on your hands.
Yeah.
And that's why we just give you tiny dabs of our thoughts with a
so
brand
good.
New edition of What's On Your Mind, where we go around the room and find out what each member of the morning show has been thinking about lately, starting with Brooke. Mm-hmm. Brooke, what's on your mind?
I have a bone to pick with you, Jeffrey.
Coming in hot.
Okay.
What did I do? What happened?
Listen, this Sunday is Halloween. And I asked you what you were doing. Ooh. And you happened to be coming back from your little weekend adventure, literally driving past my house.
Right.
And I said, oh, what are you doing Halloween night then? And you said, ugh, nothing. Just going back to my house.
It's kind of a work night.
I go, well, that's great. Because you're driving by anyway. We're having a block party. There's going to be trick-or-treaters.
Yeah,
we're going to have a bonfire. It's going to be so fun.
Yeah, your neighborhood's so lit.
No, thanks.
Look at Jeff.
And you know what? You know what? Okay, most people would be insulted, but I know that you're just like this misery hermit dude who lives up on a mountaintop and just wants to hang out with his bears.
Yeah. You really
and
do.
I am not deterred. This whole, like, I don't want to hang out at your party thing, I'm not buying it.
It kind of seems forcing, like your mother. Yeah,
you're forcing his friendship right now.
Yes,
why do you want me there so bad? That's what I don't understand. Like, you want to get me drunk or something?
I just want us to bond, okay?
Yeah,
I think it's fun. I think you're a nice person.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you would have a good time.
Yeah.
And I understand you don't want to be there physically. So,
or emotionally.
So,
okay.
No, I am going to offer you a Zoom.
Oh, no.
I'll Zoom you in.
Halloween.
I'll Zoom you in.
Tell me how you think that I'm the sad one in this group. You're inviting me to Zoom into that.
No.
Go ahead. Send me the link. I might make a Zoom appearance just for you.
Foot in the door.
Okay. There you go. Okay. I love it, Brooke.
All right.
I'm going to make him my friend soon.
Oh, wow. This
it's fun hanging out outside of work, Jeff. It really is.
Sure. I'll believe it. Jose, what's on your mind?
Well, you guys, Alexis is destroying my dating life.
What?
Why is she?
What happened?
Okay. Not again.
So I've been texting a girl from out of town, and I never date listeners and fans. This girl's a big, big, big fan.
Cool. Okay.
So I'm like, okay,
thank you for listening.
Give her a shot. Thank you so much. All right. We start texting a couple weeks back, and she asked me what everyone asked me. First thing, she's like, okay, be honest. Have you and Alexis hooked up?
Oh, people ask that all the time.
All the time. And I'm like, no, we haven't. We're friends. Yeah. Of course, I can see why people think that. Whatever. We move on.
Yeah.
The next week, she sends me a long message. Mm-hmm. And she's like, Jose, I just got to tell you, I've seriously listened to your show for so long. Mm-hmm. You and I are so much alike. I already know that you and I would be a perfect couple. And both Brooke and Alexis, who now she loves and says is sweet and innocent, would both approve.
Okay.
She goes, Brooke and Alexis would approve of
me. So why is this bad?
Yeah,
I feel like we're helping you out.
A couple days ago, I woke up from a text.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a whole thing saying, you're probably talking to 5 other girls with my name right now. Like, you probably have many girls.
Just that you're like,
in
now
your
she's
inbox.
Insecure.
And she's like, I bet you're even talking to Alexis in your DMs.
No.
And I'm like, why are you bringing up Alexis again?
Maybe her real crush is on Alexis.
Maybe.
She's really hot, Alexis. You should hook up with this
girl. Wow.
Anyway.
Options.
So I don't know what to do. Do I never talk to Alexis again? How am I ever going to get a date?
I
don't
know.
You do have to hook up with Alexis. That way people just stop asking about it.
And then it's just out.
It's known for the whole world. It'll just be a one-time thing, Alexis, and then you can move on.
One time too many.
I'm having a block party on
Saturday. No!
Social media coordinator Alexis, what's been on your mind?
Oh my gosh. So a few days ago, I went out with a group of girls, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Nice.
So there's 8 of us, and we didn't want to pay for an Uber home, so we just all squeezed in a car together with one, like,
DD. Oh, sober driver, yeah.
And it's like a little car.
So you're like a little clown.
And we hit a pothole and the tire popped.
Oh, no.
On the way back.
So exactly. So we're pulled over at a gas station. Like, no one knows how to change a tire.
Oh, man. Your parents did you wrong.
No, nobody has AAA. What? Like, we're literally sitting out in lawn chairs around the gas station.
Where'd you get lawn chairs?
The trunk
from?
Of the car.
Oh.
Anyways. And we don't know what to do. So 2 hours go by of us, like, messing with the wheel and stuff. And I don't know.
Whoa.
We didn't know what to do.
What are you kicking?
You're just shaking it back and forth. You have to take the nuts off.
Trying tools on you know, those wouldn't come off. So we come back the next day, but this time with boys. So we bring them thinking they're going to know how to do this.
No.
No, they can't figure it out either.
I think it's your whole generation that doesn't know how to do that, isn't it?
No, yeah, nobody could get it. And literally, again, like another up to 2 hours passes. So we call more boys to come.
Oh my God.
And then finally, with like equal parts girls and boys, like someone figured it out at some point, guys.
Good.
Does anyone else feel like this tire is going to fall off?
Yeah. But moral of the story, now I think I know how to change one from seeing these people do it, or I'm going to get AAA.
You need to get AAA.
The lesson I've learned from this.
You literally could have called them then and signed up, and they would have come out to you.
I should have called you, bro.
An hour. Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
Well, I was at a college football game recently. And, you know, the cheerleaders were doing their thing in front of our section.
Heck yeah, bro. I'm into this already.
Oh, no.
Okay, so this is kind of where I'm going with this. I noticed this middle-aged guy clapping and cheering for them.
Oh, no.
He's clearly a married man. He has the wedding ring on. And he's just fixated on these young women. And I just got this weird feeling about it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm wondering, like, is this okay?
No.
Because... Yeah, I mean, there's that thing where a lot of women would get upset if they ever catch their boyfriend or their husband staring at another beautiful woman. And
girls are like 19.
I know. Yeah, college. Yeah. I mean, some aren't even 21 yet.
And there's no official rules on how you're supposed to react to cheerleaders at these college games.
Yeah.
I think it'd be really helpful if they put some signs up or something that says, like, please, if you're married, do not stare at the cheerleaders. Or if you're over 35, do not gawk at the young girls.
Okay, do you...
That's weird too.
I've been in a production truck at a, like, I was running graphics for a football game in college once, and the old dudes on the cameras. I mean, you should hear what goes on off the air on the headphones. I'm just saying.
Like, we got a hottie
so
over
maybe
this
married
section.
Men just wear blindfolds. Yeah. Or something.
They should. It's bad enough on its own. And then the cheerleaders look up into the stands and they go, give me a D. And it's now it's really gotten bad.
God.
So,
why do I got to cheer for Detroit?
What are the rules for guys looking at cheerleaders? I want to know.
Yeah, the rules are just watch the game.
Okay. Yeah.
Stand up if the wave comes around towards you.
I can't stand.
Unless you can't stand. Yeah.
Okay, then.
Anyway,
okay.
Text in to 78592. Tell us what's been on your mind. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.